Hey, Lulu here. Whether we are romping through science, music, politics, technology, or feelings, we seek to leave you seeing the world anew. Radiolab adventures right on the edge of what we think we know, wherever you get podcasts.
Kansas has elected Republicans to the Senate in every race since 1939. But hello, there's an independent candidate, Greg Orman, in a near tie with the incumbent, Republican Senator Pat Roberts. In the governor's race, a Democrat, Paul Davis, is lapping at the heels of Republican incumbent Sam Brownback. And Republican Secretary of State Kris Kobach is neck and neck with his Democratic opponent, Gene Shodorf. Dave Helling, politics reporter for the Kansas City Star. Are we in Kansas anymore, buddy?
Sometimes, John, it's hard to tell. Between the Royals being in the World Series and Republicans competitive for the governor's race and the Senate race and even the Secretary of State's race, perhaps we are over the rainbow just a little bit. We'll know in a couple of weeks, I guess.
You'll notice I didn't use that phrase you all hate out there. What's the matter with Kansas, right?
Right. Well, and the Oz references get a little tired as well, but we'll take it. It's a very unusual political season in this state, and we're all trying to figure out sort of what the voters are telling us and which way they might be leaning, and with a little more than 2 weeks to go before Election Day, we just don't know.
You know, we talked on this program yesterday in our politics special about states that seem to be moving from red to blue. I don't know if that's the case in Kansas. This is much more candidate-driven, wouldn't you say?
Kansas is not turning blue, not by a long shot. It's one of the most Republican and frankly, one of the most conservative states, John, in the country. There are unique circumstances in this race. Pat Roberts, the incumbent senator, has been in Washington as a member of Congress since 1981. And you do get the sense that there is, at least among independents and Democrats, some fatigue at Roberts' long service in Washington, and that is helping Greg Orman. Now, were Greg Orman a Democrat on the ballot, he might be trailing by 5 or 6 points. But as an independent, he's been able to make the argument that I, in essence, can go to Washington and be a broker between the two parties. And with the disgust at Congress as high as it is, that really does have some resonance out here. And that's really the source of his strength. Now, you know, Roberts has done his best to sort of say, no, Greg Orman, you're a liberal Democrat. You're an Obama clone. And he's gotten some traction with that. He was trailing 7 or 8 points just a couple of weeks ago. Now it's closer to a 2 or 3 point race. So we'll see what happens in the last 2 weeks. But that's been the effort by the Roberts campaign to, in essence, say that this independent Greg Orman is really a liberal Democrat in disguise.
You know, that's a pretty sophisticated campaign strategy. Are Kansas voters really conscious of the potential for Orman to be a broker? I mean, to really go in there and be the kind of Anthony Kennedy swing voter in this very, very divided U.S. Senate?
It's very difficult. You know, Orman's campaign challenge has been immense, John, because as you might imagine, as an independent, he has to sort of walk a very, very careful middle road. If he attacks Pat Roberts too much, he becomes a Democrat. He becomes just like them. He's another symptom of the problem in Washington. And so he's had to be sort of level-headed, quiet, aggressive, but not too aggressive. And then he's asking voters to really take a hard look at his candidacy, to judge him issue by issue, rather than the typical case, which would be, I'm a Democrat, I believe certain things, and my opponent believes other things. So it's a very sophisticated, difficult path that voters in Kansas, at least in the Senate race, will have to pursue. And I think that's why you still see some undecideds, and why the last 2 weeks are going to be so important in this campaign.
So are the 6 or 7 Democrats in the state believing that he will caucus with the Democrats? And has Orman kept his cards face down on the table? Or is he really saying to the Democrats, don't count on me, don't count on me?
No, I think it's a little bit of both. The cards are definitely face down. And we've tried 100 different ways to ask Orman the question, who will you caucus with? And he just won't answer, I think, because he wants to leave his options a bit open if he is elected to the Senate. So, but I do think that Kansans generally understand that his political viewpoints are more Democratic than they are Republican. He supports same-sex marriage, for example. He's pro-choice. He has given donations to Democrats in the past, although he's also given a few dollars to Republicans. So I think the general sense is that Greg Orman is understood to be more moderate, certainly to the left of Pat Roberts. But you know, how the Senate organizes itself is still outside of the grasp of most voters out here.
What happened to Brownback? I mean, he's got the conservative credentials that are absolutely crystal clean. I mean, what happened here?
Well, a very different dynamic in the governor's race in Kansas. You mentioned in your introduction that Kansans have sent Republicans to the Senate for 80 years. That isn't going to change, by the way. But Kansans do elect Democrats as governor on occasion because the criteria for a good governor is different than that from a senator. You get the sense that Kansans out here want their governors to be able to execute government, make sure the schools are open, make sure the roads are paved. And about 3 years ago, Governor Sam Brownback embarked on a very aggressive program of tax reduction in Kansas. He cut individual income tax rates dramatically. He eliminated taxes for most small businesses, income taxes. And that has blown a rather significant hole in the state's budget. And he's in trouble here primarily because Kansans don't, the ones who are, you know, not supporting his candidacy don't believe that his so-called experiment is working, and they're willing and have shown in the past an ability to consider a Democratic alternative. In this case, it's Paul Davis.
And, of course, in Kansas, there's the huge question of does a Democrat or a Republican in that Secretary of State's office get to choose the color of the license plate there? Dave Helling, thanks so much for being with us.
My pleasure.
Dave Helling is politics reporter for the Kansas City Star. Thanks again.